This is Akashwani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump over phone and announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced tariff of 18%. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. He extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. He said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, emphasized that U.S. President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Gore said he is thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and U.S. He added that the relationship between United States and India has limited potential. The Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha yesterday took up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on commencement of budget session. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion in the Rajya Sabha. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said, President Murmu in her address articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. He said government is moving forward on the path of Reform Express and the country is witnessing unprecedented investment in modern infrastructure. Supporting the motion, Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni of BJP said the president's address highlights India's continued progress. Digvijay Singh of Congress alleged that the government is anti-farmer and anti-labour. Sagarika Ghosh of TMC alleged that digital systems are enabling cyber fraud and data scams. Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU, Tiruchi Siva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party also participated in the discussion, among others. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the upper house took up special mention, after which it was adjourned for the day to meet again today. In Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarvanand Sonowal said the president's address reflected the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat.
Social justice for this government is not about slogan. It is about dignity, delivery and direct access. For employment and development in rural area, a law named Viksit Bharat Jiramji has been enacted.
Tejasvi Surya of BJP said in the last 12 years, the Narendra Modi government has ensured delivery with dignity and no charge of corruption has been levelled against the government. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day amid repeated disruptions and uproar yesterday over the remarks of Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi, citing the unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Narvane. Mr. Gandhi was speaking during the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. When the House met after the second adjournment at 4 p.m., Mr. Gandhi again referred to the unpublished book to which Treasury bench members objected. Despite the Chair's repeated appeal, Mr. Gandhi continued referring to the matter, leading to adjournment of the House till 11 a.m. today. Speaker Om Birla, in his ruling, said no book or news report should be read unless it has a connection with the proceedings of this House. Home Minister Amit Shah said when the book has not been published, how can Mr. Gandhi quote from it? Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The minister was talking to reporters outside Parliament yesterday. The BJP has criticised the Chief Minister's meeting with the Chief Election Commissioner in New Delhi. The party's State President Shamik Bhattacharya said in a post of X yesterday that SIR process is ongoing in 12 states, but none of the other Chief Minister for West Bengal has met the Commissioner. And that's the end of the news.